Hi, I'm Archit.
And I'm Shirin.
And welcome to Getting Lost with Archit and Shirin, a podcast where two amateur cooks,
if you say so,
talk about all things food, from ingredients, recipes, techniques, and lessons from our trials in the kitchen. Every episode, Shirin, our producer Natasha, and I will do a deep dive into one singular topic and talk about literally everything we know. Hi.
Hey, Archit, why are you so happy? That's weird.
We're back to recording. It's a momentous occasion.
It is. And I'm actually really happy to get back to routine after the last, 6 to 8 months that have been an absolute roller coaster for all of us.
All of us.
So, feels like coming home.
You know, you're absolutely right. Actually, like, one of the things that happened this weekend was also, like, I woke up on Saturday and I made food, like, prep for a shoot, and then Natasha woke up and then we had like lunch and then we did the shoot, and it felt like we were back into like our weekends from when we were dating, you know, like 2 years ago. So you talking about this is so crazy because it like brings me back again to the same time when we were doing all of these things.
So crazy. Yeah, I feel like I really want to get back to just doing everything that I love doing.
Yeah.
And it's been a journey of like prioritization and just like, you know, fitting the puzzle pieces together. But let's not be cryptic. Let's address the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. Not me, even though I have been eating my weight and drinking all the time because there's so much to celebrate. But you guys, thank you for being patient with us. Or, I mean, honestly, maybe you didn't think about us at all, which is totally fine. But the reason we've been gone is because we were getting married, not to each other, obviously, but to the respective loves of our lives. So, Archit, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you've been up to, and then I can get into what's been top of mind for me.
I mean, I think the last time we did a recording, we were in the middle of our wedding prep. And at that point, we were just like, all of our time was devoted to either figuring out the layout of the house that we were going to move into, the wedding. We both, Natasha and I, started new jobs. So it was just, it was madness. And I think like it was time away that was needed. And now everything's happened, you know, like all the big moments have happened. The wedding is over. We're now settled into the house. It's habitable. And like, so we're at a space where just like, oh, there's so much bliss and happiness. Like, oh, so good. So last couple of months have been great, but like it's also been like the last 12 months were so crazy that like I'm really enjoying where I am.
Yeah, I know. And your wedding was in November. It was one of the first few weddings of the season. And I think mine was one of the last. So we really bookended pretty hard.
That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if anyone wants to hear about it, but the food at your wedding was bonkers. Like, it was so good. Man. Just so good.
And we also didn't eat it. Why are you doing this?
Yeah. So the food at my wedding was also really good, but I didn't get to eat it. But I just realized that me talking about the food at your wedding, therefore, is not very nice. But whatever. But you guys, please let us know if you want to hear about how we plan food for the weddings, because
we should.
A lot of thought went into it, but I am going to keep shut because I am convinced that nobody wants to know. So let me know if you do, because I find it really annoying when people are like, you know, for my wedding. So,
But, Shirin, you just got married. Like, you are fresh out of a marriage. Like, I'm now...
Listen, fresh out of a marriage means divorce.
No, fresh out of a... You know what I mean. Like, fresh out of the event of a marriage. Like, that itself. Like, the wedding.
Yeah,
not the marriage, sorry. The wedding.
It was great. It was really great. I had so much fun.
It was such a fun wedding.
Thank you. And you guys, I mean, I'm sorry you got assaulted.
That's okay. That poor guy Saranj has messaged me, like, just recently messaged me saying, I'm so sorry still. And I was like, I am so okay with it. Like, don't worry at all. Like, It's really sweet, but yeah, like.
But picture. For context, Archit was trying to save. Well, he was trying to steal Akhil's shoes.
Yeah.
The whole Juta Chupai thing, and Akhil's friends were very prepared, and someone broke off a diamond button that Mr. Agarwal came to my wedding wearing. So, I mean, if this isn't going to go down in, you know, like the history books, I don't know what it's. So
I mean, yeah, like I that was the same outfit that I wore for my own wedding, and I was like, I have to wear it again. And like, Shirin's wedding is like the next biggest wedding for me, so I was like, I can definitely wear it there and not look like I'm overdressed.
Yeah, you looked amazing.
So I was just like, really happy, and honestly, like, I don't think they were prepared, because I was just literally in the shadows. Akhil's cousin was like just like holding the shoe and like, haha, I have the shoe, koi hai nahi yahan pe, and all that. And I was literally behind her, and nobody gave a shit about what she was saying as well. Like, nobody looked at her, and I literally just whacked it off her hands. Like, that was how easy it was.
You know, I sense a lot of aggression. I love it.
I had no backup. Shirin, there was no one around me. I looked around and I was like, I could see no one I knew. And I wish I had just one more person.
Okay, so maybe you can talk to the people. Yeah, you could talk to the people on the group that I am not part of, that apparently you guys are all on, and air your grievances. But it's been exciting.
Yeah.
And it's been wild, and it's been absolutely exhausting. Oh my God. Like, it is a massive undertaking, planning a wedding and doing it in a collaborative fashion. My God, like, it is super fulfilling, sure, but you know, you've got to be really, really patient. And anyone who listens to this podcast knows that, like, Arjit and I are not the most patient people. So hopefully we emerge more mature at the end of this, and are able to give you content where I am not harassing him.
That won't happen. I am not even hoping for that. I like, what are you talking about?
Okay, fine. I was just kidding. There's no way that I'm not gonna pull your leg. Tell me a little bit about what you want from this new season, and what you're looking forward to with the pod, because it's been a while. So,
you know, you're right, and I think we've been thinking about how to like construct the next set of episodes and things like that. And what I think is going to be exciting is that two things. One, going back into like some of our elemental episodes, like, you know, the ones where we just like focused on a single ingredient or a dish and really like broke it down. I'm really excited to go through more of those, because those are definitely so many still out there. But then the second is just like, we're at very unique like stages of life, so like bringing those pieces in, so, you know, talking about elements of hosting or elements of like making food or meal prepping and planning. So those episodes are going to be fun, because now more than ever before we'll be like living that life. So it's like, it's almost like, it's not like we have to do research to figure out what this is. It's like, oh, this is literally what's happening at my house right now. So let's just discuss that. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Interesting. So to add on to that and to build on top of that, one thing that I'm actually very interested in is bringing back a lot of the research. So let's chat about that, because I found that to be like the most fun part. And when I say that, I don't mean your fun facts. That is not what I'm referring to. What I'm talking about is really getting into like the weeds of it. And I feel like there's so much content out there. Yeah.
I demand fun facts.
Oh, yeah. You know, maybe not always do people get what they want. So we will see. But I always enjoyed the depth that we were able to bring to every little episode. So I look forward to, you know, kind of keeping that jam on, if I have your permission.
Okay.
But also love the idea of just like taking it a notch closer to home. And given especially that we've kind of swapped circumstances in a way, like you used to live with family and now you two live alone.
Oh yeah, interesting.
And I used to live alone and now I live with family. So it's, I feel like a lot will emerge from this.
Oh yeah.
And it may not be like, I mean, I don't think people give to hoots what's going on in our respective lives.
You'd be surprised, Shirin. You'd be surprised.
Such a common format that, you know, like... So anyhow, so that's what I'm looking forward to. And I just really want to talk about fun food. I feel like if I talk a lot about food, I eat less of it. So.
I'm excited about fun food, Shirin. I'm excited for you to have a segment, honestly. Like every episode, you just go and just give us like one fun food nugget. Not fun fact, fun food.
Fun food? Guess what? I went to Sardar Baksh Cafe today. And it's renamed Sardar something.
The one that's like a spoof on Starbucks, no?
Yeah, yeah. So Malika works with Starbucks. And she was like, I have to see this place before I go back. And we went and dude, it was really good. Like, of course, I didn't have coffee because I was not going to have coffee there. It just had too many exciting options instead of coffee. I had this After Eight mint shake, like a chocolate shake, like an After Eight shake, basically. It was amazing. I think I slurped it down in like two goes.
Wow, Shirin.
Yeah. So don't you challenge me and don't be sarcastic about me talking about fun food because... I got you.
Why don't we? Like every episode, we end it with one new food place thing or something that we've been doing this week.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, you'll remember.
Yeah, I'll remember. I know you won't. It's okay. Leave the halwai part of you out of the first few episodes.
We'll be karenge. I'm not doing that every episode or like every week anyway.
Okay.
Kabhi kabhi to karna padta hai.
I see. We've got to stay true to our people.
This was an intro episode. Okay, now we'll go to next episode.
Okay, that sounds great. But super abrupt. Really happy to be back, you guys. And also, please do tell us what you want to hear about so that we can make data-driven decisions instead of gut-driven decisions.
Sometimes gut-driven decisions will still take over. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. But thoda bahut to bata do. So.
Thoda bahut bata do. And tell people that you know who listen to this podcast that aja wapas, kyunki we're back.
Now post on your very fancy Instagram, no? People will get to
Obviously,
know.
I'll post on my very fancy Instagram.
And I'll also post on my private profile, okay?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Please do. Your private profile converts more, I feel. So it's okay.
I mean... Okay, you guys, before I put my foot in my mouth, bye.
Bye.